Of all the workers in industries devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic, Vermont farmers are among the hardest hit. Wholesale milk prices have plummeted, and some dairy farmers have been forced to dump their milk. For years, the state's specialty cheese industry was a bright spot in the state's often hurting dairy sector. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, the state's cheese producers are now struggling as well.
Lainey Fondiller describes the scene in her Westfield barn as organized mayhem. The 30 or so Alpine and Sonnen dairy goats, her ladies as she calls them, get quite excited about the morning milking. Fondiller has been winning fans for her specialty cheeses since the late 1980s. Her creamy, tangy delights have gotten rave reviews in the New York Times and elsewhere. A good part of her business was sales to restaurants in the city. Not now.
You called your distributors and their hair's on fire. And no, not this week. Didn't sell anything.
Fondiller says after an initial 90% drop in sales, her business has recovered somewhat. She started discounting prices and selling through CSAs or community-supported agriculture outlets. She's also aging more cheese for sale later. Still, she had to let one employee go and put off plans to hire a part-time evening milker. She says her overall business is now down about 50%.
And I understand, you know, the restaurants are closed. People have lost their jobs. And I understand all of that. But in the meantime, you just do try to figure out how to stay alive and trying to keep things moving.
Many farms and cheese producers in Vermont are in similar survival mode. At Jasper Hill Farm in Greensboro, owner Mateo Kaler says he's also seen about a 50% drop in sales.
We've dispersed our herd to neighbors and to Andersonville Farm, another farm that we manage in Glover, in order to try and shrink the amount of milk that we're producing, mostly because we don't sell milk, we sell cheese, and when we see a drop in demand, you know, we've got to make less milk.
And conventional dairy farmers, already suffering from 5 years of low prices, will see a tremendous hit from COVID as demand plummets as schools and restaurants remain closed.
Now, for the average Vermont farm, this equates to about an annual revenue loss of $175,000. So this is huge.
Catherine Durand is senior economist for the AgriMark Dairy Co-op. She expects prices to stay low at least through August.
Farm prices are far below the cost of production. We know they're not sustainable. And unfortunately, we know that if these prices play out, if we do not get immediate and substantial action, we're going to be facing a rapid loss of dairy farms. And we're really jeopardizing the security of our local food systems and our rural communities.
State Agriculture Secretary Anson Tebbets has pushed the U.S. Department of Agriculture to use its authority to buy up dairy products to shore up the price and use the surplus for hunger programs.
We're encouraging the secretary, particularly on the dairy side, to take action as soon as possible to buy as much product as possible. We're also encouraging the secretary to set a floor price over the next 4 months to keep things and stabilize the industry. We believe that floor price should be at least $19.50 for our farmers.
Tebbets says that price of $19.50 is about the cost of production for many Vermont farmers. And while farmers were supposed to get immediate help under the $2 trillion COVID relief package, Congressman Peter Weld says many farms apparently won't qualify right away for a $10,000 emergency loan available to most businesses. That's because they usually get their loans from the USDA. And the Small Business Administration, which actually runs the new program, has so far said farms are not eligible.
The problem we have with the bill is that there's not a mechanism to get cash immediately to farmers.
Welch says farms do qualify for a second tier of federal assistance, the Payroll Protection Program, that the legislation also authorized.
And the question is whether it is going to provide any significant relief to the farm community.
Meanwhile, Vermont's 50 or so artisan cheese producers are taking matters into their own hands. The Vermont Cheese Council has launched an online sales directory to find new markets. Executive Director Marty Mundy says consumers want to know where they can still find their favorite Chèvre or Camembert.
And it helps folks decide if they know a cheesemaker whose cheese they love, they can go directly to the cheesemaker's online sales site if that exists. They also have the option to do things like reach out to a Vermont cheese shop and buy cheese from someone who maybe has a prepared Vermont cheese box. We have some of those shops listed.
Mundy says the online sales are vital as business for many producers dropped 50 to 70% almost overnight. She hopes consumers and policymakers do everything they can to support an industry that's become synonymous with Vermont quality food. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.